Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. So on today's show, I actually have a guest returning who was on last week's show. Too bad it wasn't kind of like a live show where people can call in and guess who was on, because then we know they were listening last week when the show aired. For those of you that may not know, my guest today is Dave Hartung. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Carol. Thanks for having me on again.
I'm so excited to have you on. We joke, Dave and I joke all the time, because it's like the first week of every month we see each other at least three times, right?
At least three times.
And like by Thursday, we're like, see you tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, yes, tomorrow again. But for those of you that may not know, Dave Hartung, he runs a couple of things. He works for Wayne County Human Services, and he falls under the umbrella of the system of care. You're the kind of team leader for the system of care, but you're also the integrative service specialist for Wayne County, correct?
That's correct.
You wear a lot of hats. Kind of like what I do here in community relations, right? We're kind of the face of our organization, Wayne County Human Services, and you connect a lot of people to resources, and you work with a lot of different organizations, correct?
Yes. We do have very similar roles for our organizations, mm-hmm. in the sense that we get out to a lot of outreach events, a lot of meetings.
And so we're excited here because because I am also on the System of Care Leadership Team, which is an exciting team to be on. But what we want to talk about today is, for those of you that may not be aware, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. The System of Care with our committee has put together our third annual Self-Care Day. Right, Dave?
That's right. We came up with this idea to help celebrate and recognize Mental Health Awareness Month, and emphasize how important self-care is to one's own mental health and to being able to regulate and just, you know, especially in the roles that many people in human services have, or even with the hospital, right? Is that you're constantly charged with taking care of others. And so in order to take care of others, it's important to take care of yourself. And a big part of that is how you take care of your own mental health and are able to regulate your own emotions.
Right, right. So again, this is just a great day, and it's a free event, which is also awesome. And it's open to anyone in our community, correct?
That's right. So it's in the middle of the day, but we're hoping some folks can get out maybe on their lunch break, mm-hmm. or, you know, maybe their bosses' organizations are a little bit more inclined to let them get out for a little bit of self-care. So if you can squeeze out a half hour, even an hour, stop down to the Park Street complex, I think it'll be well worth your time.
And I know we'll repeat this later at the end, but what day is it and what times?
Yeah, so it's going to be on May 28th. That's a Wednesday, and it's going to be from 10:30 in the morning till 1:30 in the afternoon.
Right, right. And again, it's open, free to the community. Anyone out there is welcome to come. So tell us a little bit about the Self-Care Day and kind of the background and what our goals are for this.
Yeah, so again, like we said, we wanted to do something to help people celebrate and recognize Mental Health Awareness Month, but we also wanted to do something a little bit different than, say, your typical resource fair or informational activity. So this, we really wanted to have a more experiential event. And so by that, I mean, like, you not only can come to the Self-Care Day and get resources and information on various mental health and self-care topics, but you can also actually experience some self-care activities.
Right.
We have several vendors that are going to be able to provide various activities, including health screenings, massages, mindfulness activities, some art therapy or Reiki, And even some nutrition. We're mm-hmm. hoping that maybe, you know, a meal will be had of some sort, or at least a
or at
snack.
Least a sample,
yes,
right?
Yes, a sample.
Yeah, and we're hoping to have a therapy dog there as well, because, yes. again, it is fully comprehensive. So when we talk about that, we often use many resources that are out there that are proven evidence-based. Can you talk a little bit about the 8 dimensions of wellness? Because that's kind of where this started, right, as planning this event, and what do we want to include, who we think we should invite or have there. To meet those goals, correct?
Sure, yeah. One of our system of care family members actually had come up with this idea to base sort of this holistic approach off of SAMHSA's 8 Dimensions of Wellness. So SAMHSA is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, and they came up with some time ago these 8 dimensions of wellness. And so they have emotional wellness, physical wellness, social wellness, intellectual wellness, environmental wellness, spiritual wellness, occupational wellness, and even financial wellness.
Right.
So we will have some folks from some financial institutions that, you know, might have some, be able to offer some assistance or some advice or some help for how to manage your money or to have better financial wellness.
Right. Because again, everything is connected with each other. Yeah. You know, most people think wellness is eat right, exercise, you know, and sleep well. But there is a lot more involved than those three things. Like you mentioned, emotional, you know, financial, again, occupational, environmental. So, like Penn State is coming, correct?
That's right. So Penn State's coming, and will be able to offer us, when you talk about intellectual wellness and the ability to, as SAMHSA puts out there, your ability to think critically, learn new things, and build self-confidence. Mm-hmm. And so Penn State has a lot to offer our community. So it's our local extension that will be represented there. And so that's going to be able to showcase what they have to offer for folks to develop that intellectual wellness.
Mm-hmm. Just to throw out a couple of other names, the Cooperage and the library is coming, correct?
Yes. Yes. Right. Great partnerships that we've had over the years with both of those entities as far as Wayne County System of Care goes. Wayne County Public Libraries are going to help support us with some literature, some books on wellness, and the Cooperage, who does many, many things. But in this particular instance, we're going with the Cooperage's Bright Communities or their Bright Kids Yoga folks that are going to lead us through some mindfulness activities.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
for anybody that's unfamiliar, mindfulness is sort of being, it's really being more aware and being more in touch with like what's going on with your body, how you feel. And so a lot of breathing activities or stretching and different activities that really help to center you and put you just more in tune with how your body's feeling and how you're feeling.
Right, exactly. And I think it's a great opportunity. You know, what's really exciting too is we get also our school districts involved, Wayne Highlands and Wallenpaupack, correct? And their health allied students and their health occupation and allied health students. Let's get their titles correct.
Thank you. I was gonna lean on you for that one, what the actual titles
yes,
were.
Yes, and I work very closely with both of them, with both of those school districts with their health allied programs, because it is truly amazing. These are the young people that are going to be our healthcare providers in the future. So that's kind of where I, you know, as a hospital employee, work closely with them, but they're going to do, you know, height, weights, and blood pressure. Again, not everybody, we all don't always want to get on the scale, but we know that, you know, looking at that whole picture, you know, getting that blood pressure checked, making sure it's in line, deals with like the medical aspect of people's self-wellness, right?
Oh, absolutely. And so, you know, screening is an important part of wellness, right? Because sort of being like a little bit more proactive, right? Catching mm-hmm. something earlier, making sure you're on the right track. The other thing that, you know, sort of coming full circle with that, and we've seen it over the past 2 years of Self-Care Day, is these students then are going to be the next generation of helpers. And also important for them to recognize how important self-care is for them as they go about trying to help out you know, our future generations.
Right. And exactly, you know, great, great point, David. It kind of all ties in together, which is so truly amazing. So again, we're not done yet, but come out on Wednesday, May 28th from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Park Street Complex.
10:30 to 1:30.
So what did I say? Oops.
11:30.
Yeah, we're going to make it a little longer than 1 hour, right? We're going to do 3 hours from 10:30 to 1:30. Again, a free community event to help celebrate Mental Health Awareness Month. So let's go back a little bit, because in the beginning we had mentioned the system of care.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the system of care and how it came about and why this leadership team is so important, and how maybe someone's listening today as a family member or as a youth can join this leadership team?
Yeah, absolutely. So system of care is a philosophy by which the is how child serving systems should deliver care. And so when we talk about child serving systems, there's many that we involve in our community, but Wayne Memorial Hospital and our local school districts participate, as do our county agencies of Children and Youth Services, Behavioral Health, Early Intervention, Drug and Alcohol, and Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities. And as well as our juvenile probation office. And all of these entities sort of participate as all ways that we serve children in our community. And the idea behind this is that we need to communicate effectively so that we deliver the right kind of care, but we also need to incorporate the thoughts, the feedback from our families and our youth that have participated in our systems to see, what is it that we're doing well? What is it that we need to sort of rethink and maybe do a little bit better?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big part of system of care, and that's why we have family or youth members that that participate in our monthly meetings and some of these community activities, such as the organization here in Facilitation of Self-Care Day.
Right, right. And it is wonderful to meet these families and these youths, you know, that have come through our leadership team. And they really give us great information, great feedback. And we value what they bring to the table all the time, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. They've been instrumental in making a lot of changes throughout, you know, how we approach certain things, we've changed some things to be more trauma informed. That's mm-hmm. a very important part of our approach with system of care, is being very trauma informed, being a little bit more culturally competent, and recognizing all of the differences in our community, and making sure that we create spaces that are welcoming mm-hmm. and spaces that are inclusive of all ages and abilities. And so in line with that, there's several activities that the family and youth have taken on over the years. We do a trunk or treat every year around Halloween. We've also taken on a playground renovation project down at the Park Street Complex. And so,
right.
Yeah, that's been an interesting thing over the past few mm-hmm. years, that we've tried to make, again, a more inclusive and welcoming playground setting.
Right, right. And the playground down there, like you said, you know, you forget all these things. We work on them on a daily, you know, weekly, monthly basis, and you kind of forget how much we really have, you know, put into the community and brought to the community. That playground is a great example. You know, it is, you know, the play area, and, you know, we worked on getting it fenced in, right? So kids don't, it's close to the river, but it's a safety thing, you know, updating the bocce courts.
Yes, we are currently in the middle of renovating the bocce courts. And we are, at the same time, should be putting up within the next few weeks communication boards for our nonverbal folks that are mm-hmm. going to be using the playground. And we're looking to eventually add a large swing set there that's also going to feature swings that are ADA accessible.
Right.
Yeah, and it's been, it really has been nice to see the family and youth participate and take on these initiatives. And a lot of these are their own ideas, including when we mentioned the Wayne County Public Libraries before, that'll be part of Self-Care Day. One of our family members was instrumental in working with our libraries and also our Northeast Suicide Prevention Initiative to get a trauma library involved in all of our local libraries. And so if you're interested, and learning more about trauma-informed care or the impacts of trauma on the brain and development, we have a series of books available in our public libraries.
Right. And you have ongoing trainings within, Wayne County, that we have trained facilitators here that teach the class in person, correct?
Yes, we have trained county agencies, hospital workers, we've trained local school districts. So we're trying to create just a more trauma-informed community throughout.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dave, I always love doing shows with you and talking with you because, the information you bring to our community is wonderful. Everything that you and Human Resources, Wayne County Human Resources, do for our community is truly amazing. So thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you, Carol.
And let's give them the date again and the place and the times.
Yes, May 28th, and the time will be from 10:30 in the morning till 1:30 in the afternoon, and it'll be down at the Park Street Complex. And anybody that's unfamiliar with that location in Honesdale might be more familiar with the old Storebridge School.
Yes.
Or 648 Park Street if you're just looking to plug it into a GPS.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. And that's the Wayne County System of Care Self-Care Day for 2025.
Yes.
Right. So again, thank you, Dave, so much for being on the show.
Thanks for the opportunity, Carol.
Oh, you're welcome. And this is Carol Kanier again, wishing you a great day. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you on May 28th.